The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We all know the COVID situation in the eastern states is dire right now, and there are literally millions of Australians in lockdown. The impact those lockdowns are having on some businesses here in WA cannot be underestimated. Joining me now is the president of the Tourism Council of WA, Evan Hall. Good morning, Evan.
Yeah, good morning.
And so, is this now the worst we've seen it for tourism here in WA?
Sadly, it is the worst since the start of the COVID pandemic. When we were in this situation last year, we did have government support. Businesses could keep going, and we had Western Australians travelling and filling in some of the gaps. But at the end of the day, there's just not enough people in Perth spending enough dollars with tourism businesses to keep them going. We need the interstate visitors back, and they're all locked down now in Sydney and Melbourne. As a result, we've had mass cancellations across the industry. They've cancelled, obviously, for any winter journeys that we're going to do to Broome and Perth. We've got grave concerns for the wildflower season and spring, and they're not even booking for summer in the hope that they can travel then. So with most of our guests locked down, it really is a dire situation for the industry.
Yeah, right. A few weeks ago, it was the school holidays. It looked like some tourism operators were going gangbusters, but it sounds like it is now just completely fallen off a cliff. And would you describe it as we're on the verge of a collapse of the industry here in WA?
Yeah, certainly particularly for tour operators. Western Australians are still travelling around and they're definitely staying in regional accommodation. But for CBD accommodation in Perth and for tour operators across the state, we absolutely do need those interstate visitors. One in three operators at this point are telling us that they simply don't have the cash to last 6 months. And that's, of course, how long we think it'll be to get those vaccination rates up to the point where we could get some certainty about interstate travel again. And we're dreadfully afraid that the businesses simply won't last. And as we're simply not getting vaccinated fast enough. And so we do need some help to keep those businesses going until we can open up again.
Mm. Can you go through some of the stats and give us an idea of which sectors have been hardest hit?
Yeah, well, without a doubt, it's the Perth CBD accommodation is absolutely struggling. We're getting very little staycation in Perth, so busy on a Saturday night, but dead midweek. Bus and coach operators are by far the worst affected. They simply have no guests coming into Perth and catching buses to head down south from interstate. Tour operators really, and it's devastating for these businesses because they've still got to maintain the bus, the light aircraft for the scenic flights, the boats for the marine tours. They face a whole host of state government charges just to remain in operation, and they've lost all their bookings, hundreds of thousands of bookings for a lot of businesses, and there's really nothing to keep them going. And sadly, they don't have any forward bookings either, so they really don't know what they're working towards. When can visitors come back? And if visitors can come back, will we have the bookings in time to save the business?
And so are you calling on the governments, both state and federal, to roll out some kind of rescue package in this situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly for state government, we'd like to see a pause on all of those costs that they put on operators just for being in business. The license to operate in the national park, the vehicle registration for the bus, all the charges that they have to pay, whether or not they've got a passenger on the bus. And that's the most important thing from the state government, is just get rid of all those costs, which the operators can't cover at the moment. And we are also calling on the federal government, who are providing some support for businesses in the lockdown area, but that principle needs to be applied to the businesses outside lockdown areas who are devastated because their guests are locked down.
And as for the punters themselves, is there anything that we can be doing to help these businesses?
Look, certainly it's been a cold, wet, miserable winter in Perth. Give yourself a little ray of sunshine. Make a booking. Please book a staycation in the CBD. Go for midweek. You'll get an amazingly good rate for a 5-star hotel. Head out to the regions as well. And when you travel, please do a tour as well. Go back to the attraction. I know you might have been to the Busselton Jetty before, but please have another visit. They're always improving the experience. And don't drive yourself to the winery. grab a wine tour, live it up a little, and you'll be doing a lot to help our tourism businesses survive.
Well, you've convinced me, Evan, that's for sure. And now, we talked about vaccination as being the saviour to tourism. It's really the saviour for the nation. Do you think there could be some kind of incentive around tourism that could be funded by the government, put some money in the pockets of the tourism operators, and also encourage people to get the jab?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we've just got to keep those businesses going so that when we do operate and can get those flights back and people travelling with certainty around Australia, that in fact the tourism experiences are still there to be enjoyed. But certainly it's more certainty than anything else. And I think people will get vaccinated. They certainly want to travel around Australia. They want to see their friends and family. They want to go somewhere new. I think Western Australia will do very well when domestic tourism opens up. I think we'll get a lot of people coming from the East Coast to Western Australia to have what will be the overseas experience that they can't get elsewhere, first-time visitors to WA. But all that requires vaccination rates to be up there to the point where state and federal governments are saying, yep, let's fly with certainty, particularly for vaccinated travellers. So certainly we'd like to see incentives and support for vaccinated travellers, but also when they are vaccinated and it is okay to travel, a bit of certainty that you're not going to be closed down at the last moment. So people just need to know, they need to have a bit of confidence that if I plan for a trip to Perth and then Broome, then that's going to be able to go ahead because I'm vaccinated.
And talking about confidence, just how confident are you that the industry can be saved, these businesses can be saved, and that your pleas will be heard by the state government?
Look, certainly we are talking to the state government. I think they're increasingly aware of the challenges facing tourism businesses. Everybody wants to be moving to the COVID normal phase when we can get back to a bit more normal life. That comes with vaccinations. And the trick really is to assist those businesses. So we certainly I hope that the state government will consider waiving all the charges that they're putting on businesses, charges that will send those businesses bust if they don't have any customers to cover the cost of things like license fees and vehicle registration. So a little bit of breathing space there can just help us get to that phase where the vaccination rates is up enough to get some confidence back into domestic travel.
And what does tourism in WA look like if we lose some of these businesses?
Well, it's half of what it used to be is the challenge. So the official data from Tourism Research Australia showed that at the end of March, we'd lost $4.3 billion. That means quite literally we had half the tourism that we used to have. Intrastate tourism, Perth people heading out into the regions, is not enough to keep the tourism industry going in WA. So if we don't get some sort of solution to this and keep the businesses going, then it will be much diminished. We've already lost at least 10,000 jobs. We think it's more likely to be 30,000 by the time this is done. And we really, if we don't keep those products, those tourism businesses and the experiences they offer going, then there's going to be little left to offer people when we do get back to COVID normal. We're dreadfully concerned that we'll see a situation where the East Coast businesses survive. People will head out from Perth to the East Coast, as they will naturally want to do, see their family, but also travel, but that we won't get enough corresponding visitors back into WA because we've lost all the great experiences that we need to offer them to entice them over. So we need to keep the marine tourism operators going, the wine tour operators going, all those people who provide the great experiences and show off WA to our guests.
Well, the message here is quite clear, I think, to Western Australians. Get out there and support our tourism operators so they're around when we need them and when we need them to serve interstate and international visitors again. President of the Tourism Council of WA, Evan Hall, thanks for your time on The West Live.
Thanks, Matey.